Aussie Battler Party started because I could see the disaster coming that the government was making in regards to the Royal Commission. I'd realised that they'd played themselves into a corner like a game of chess and there was no solution. This became my new quest to understand the pending doom that was coming Australia's way, and the only way that I felt that I could offer any support and benefit to this country was to start my own political party. After much research, the name got distilled to Aussie Battler Party, and so I kicked off a Facebook page and announced to the world what my intentions were. The pending Royal Commission is a disaster in the making. I understand the reasons why the government needed to do a Royal Commission into the finance sector. However, they played themselves into a corner by lowering interest rates to the lowest on history, where they can only go down to try and save what's happening as a pending global type disaster within the Australian property sector. And secondly, they went and cut out all the people within Australia that tend to take risks and build businesses and build a second house or do an extension or do a small subdivision. And they effectively cut this section of the market out by tightening up property funding laws. This then started to become part of the problem, where with a lack of money coming, it's going to mean a lack of buyers. And because of what the government had announced that was happening with documentation, the only way they can ever fix this problem now is to undo what they've done, which are the rule changes and how funds are lent and how loans are assessed. Assuming they've now played themselves into a corner, effectively what they have to do is come out and water down the lending laws. To water down the lending laws is effectively a confirmation that they're going to repeat what they believe caused the problem in the first place, was too much liberal credit to anyone who wanted to borrow money could get a loan. So I don't know today what the solution is, other than cashed up investors buying cheap property a year from today when things have really, really crashed. Since March 2018, I've been speaking to anyone that would listen just how big this disaster is going to be. And as time rolled on, I said, wait and see what happens in July. Then it moved to September. Then by November, this is back in March, I was already giving these timelines. Then by November, we'll start to know that this thing's real and alive. The government still won't have any clue in October. By December, the government will be fully awake to the disaster that they've created. And by February 2019, the country is going to be on its knees because the property sector is going to come to a grinding halt. So there's no people borrowing. There's no stamp duty coming to governments. There's no people needing carpet. Tradies are unemployed. And the list goes on and on and on. And so the only way I felt to have any impact at trying to address this was to form my own political party, which was Aussie Battler Party. Stay tuned for episode 2.